Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Steve, and I'm doing a bit of a solo episode today. I just fought in the Purge on March 9th, and that is the qualifiers for BC Beer Wars. It's a chance for all of us to get punched in the face a few times, see how we handle it, if we're okay with it. And on March 23rd, we'll be hearing who gets a fight in the main event, which will be on April 13th. Tickets are on sale now. We'll provide a link in the show notes. I gotta say, it was a great time. Entry was $5 by donation. Obviously, I got in free because I was fighting. But a whole bunch of people came out, were super supportive. We got some great video. We might post some of that. And beers and ciders were $5 a piece. We had so much fun. I got to fight 3 1-minute rounds against 3 different people. And everybody's been super supportive. I got to talk to everybody at the end of the fights. And we were all talking about, oh, I can't believe you got that one in. That was great. Good shot. I love the atmosphere. Everybody's super supportive. Everybody's feeling great. I watched a bunch of the fights for my weight class, and I'd be happy to take any of them on. I'm not sure I'll win or anything, but I think they'd all be good fights. They'd all be clean, fun, and not kill each other sort of fights. But, you know, we all train together. We all want to see each other do well sort of fights. I think it'd be a really, really great time. I've been training for 6 weeks now, and I'm feeling good. I have dropped 7 pounds. I'm down to 172 from 179, and I've had to cut down the beer a little bit to manage that, but you know, sacrifices must be made. That said, I'm really looking forward to getting into the main event. Hopefully I will. Well, I'll find out March 23rd. Come on down to the London Pub on Main Street, and Watch the announcements. We'll be hanging out for a little bit there. Can't wait to hear if I make it in or not. I do also have a can of the Vancouver Island Brewing Nanaimo Bar Imperial Porter with me. Vancouver Island Brewing has been gracious enough to support me. They're donating 50 liters of canned beer to the main event to be sold to support Eastside Boxing's social programs. So, boxing programs for at-risk youth, self-defense programs for the LGBTQ community and self-identified women, and they do a lot of good work in the community. Yeah, I'm super happy to be supporting them, and I'm thankful Vancouver Island Brewing was willing to support me to get me into this. Well, we got some good video of my fights. I actually got video of everybody, so I can do a little opposition research, check out who I might be up against. So I'm just going to crack open the beer here and give it a pour. Wow, that is dark. That pour is nice and black. Tan head's kind of not too big and fluffy, but it's there. And it smells big. I got a fair bit of coconut there, and a lot of chocolate, a little bit of coffee. Not really getting any vanilla. I was kind of hoping maybe I'd get some of that, but let's see how this tastes. That's pretty nice. The can says that it actually comes in. They actually included graham cracker in the mash. Well, it just says they include graham cracker, I'm assuming, in the mash. And yeah, there's a little bit there. Like, I got some hints of graham cracker, but I'm getting it is still just a big beer. It's got all sort of chocolatey, molasses-y notes. I get a hint of coconut still, which is kind of nice. I like a little coconut in my Nanaimo bar. I know not everybody's into that. And it doesn't kind of smack you in the face with alcohol. Like, there's a warmth, but it's not like it's going to burn down and make you regret having drunk this or having drunk too many of them. That's a tasty beer. I'm glad Mike gave me 2 of these. I'm going to save the second one for maybe after the big fight. Hopefully, assuming I get in, of course. Yeah, just talking a little bit about the training. We tend to do hour and a half classes, and we're able to do 3 classes a week. We could do more if we wanted to pay for a broader membership, but 3 are included in the Beer Wars sign up. I've been doing 2 classes a week, and training is hard. I mean, we're doing 6 to 10 minutes of skipping, and most of us start a little early, so that starts the class off. Then we usually go into a fairly heavy cardio workout, so along with abs and upper body. So there's a lot of crunches, treadmills, planks, jumping jack stars, squats, etc., etc. Then we'll usually move into technique phase, which is coaches will tell us what we're going to do, how we're supposed to do it, and then we'll usually partner up and do the thing. Most of the times, partner will hold focus mitts, you know, those flat pads that you can put on your hands, and we'll try out whatever it was we're trying. We've been moving into some more combos lately, so jab, right straight, hook, roll under, a counter hook, and then hook again. It's a lot of fun. It's pretty hard, but yeah, they certainly make sure you get your reps in, because you just do it over and over and over again, and I felt it during the fights. There were a few times where I didn't even have to think about it. I just moved my head out of the way of that jab, and felt really good. And so whatever they're doing right. And then once we're finished up with technique, we'll usually do, I'm not sure I'd call it a cool down because it's also pretty intense, but another set of calisthenics. So there's usually, again, jumping jacks, squats, planks, but there might also be wind sprints, which are so much fun. Go as hard as you can for 30 seconds or across a certain length or whatever they choose, and they're working. My cardio has gotten better, but man, does it work, yeah. But I'm seeing results. I didn't feel completely obliterated after fighting my three fights. That's not super comparable to the final event, because that'll be 3 2-minute rounds with only, I think, a 30-second rest. Maybe it's a minute rest between, instead of the much longer rest I got between my rounds at the Purge. But one way or the other, I mean, that made me feel pretty good. I'm at least not going to fall flat on my face from exhaustion after the first round. I hope. We'll see. That said, I'm super happy. Mike was there. He got some good photos, and my wife got video of all of my fights, and actually a couple of the Valkyries from Valkyrie Western Martial Arts Assembly were there, and they got a different angle video plus video of all the people in my weight class. So I've got some opposition prep, and yeah, I'm gonna be spending the next couple of weeks just doing general training. When they start announcing fights, I'll get an idea of who I might be fighting, if I am fighting anybody, and then it's going to be all about figuring out how I'm going to beat them. Like, are they tall, short, power fighters, speed fighters, and trying to work out what I can do. I mean, I'm still an amateur here, so it's not like I'm thinking super high-level strategy or anything, but, you know, if the person's 6'3 versus 5'6, it still makes a difference, and see if I can come up with a couple of tricks that might let me beat him.
To close out Steve's update on Beer Wars progress, we'd just like to shout out our Patreon supporters. So that's Indie Beer Show from San Diego, Liz from Hop Bower, and Steve, our co-host that recorded this episode. Cheers. If you'd like to support us and help us grow the show, please go to patreon.com/PacificBeerChat. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as PacificBeerChat.com. Leave us a review on iTunes to help raise our exposure and just get us more listeners. Drop us a line at feedback@PacificBeerChat.com. And to play us out, here is Lothian by Conundrum by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro. I was off to find the path.